677 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. W.J. Cook, 645. He came to me the next morning and again offered me $200 to get him a master key to the second floor of the Candler building. He said that he wanted to get a paper from an office in that building, explaining that there was a party who had not dealt fairly with him. He believed that if he could get this paper, he could get half out of a certain trade. I told him I would have to think the matter over and made him no promise. Mrs. J. Frank Snellgrove. I know Mrs. H. H. Hirsch and also recognize Cook when I see him. In October 1917, at the fair in Atlanta, I saw Mrs. Hirsch and Cook eating at the fair. Mr. Cook was eating a piece of pie, and he handed it over to Mrs. Hirsch, and she took a bite off of the same piece of pie he had been eating. F. C. Irwin. I am the vice president of the Third National Bank of Atlanta and know Mrs. H. H. Hirsch. About 2 days before the indictment was found, Mrs. Hirsch came to see me about investments. She said she would have some money pretty soon and would like to invest it properly. She asked me to assist her with it, and I told her I would be glad to do it. She did not say how much she was going to have. J.D. Bazemore. I am the night jailer at the Fulton County Jail and have been so ever since the defendant Cook and Mrs. Hirsch have been arrested. Mrs. Hirsch and Cook have been together, with their attorney Bedgood, 6 or 7 times at the jail office since they have been in jail. They conferred together in the jail office. V.H. Young. I am a special officer in the employ of the Retail Credit Merchants Association and work in and out of the retail stores on Whitehall Street. I know Mrs. H. H. Hirsch. On the Saturday before she was indicted, she came up to me and said that she might need me on Monday and might need me very badly. She asked me to kindly give her my phone number so that she could get me, and she said, "When I call you, come to me with bells on." The prisoner's statement. Cook, gentlemen of the jury. First, I want to deny any conspiracy and any charge of blackmail. I have never in any way or at any time or place asked anything of Mr. Candler or any of his agents. I met Mrs. Hirsch possibly a couple of years ago or more. I helped her conduct an automobile raffle for the benefit of the Red Cross. We associated together every day. In that way, I learned very much about her and her affable disposition. She is a lady whose company you would seek. We disposed of the automobile for the benefit of the Red Cross. She, in time, visited my home and was always welcome with my sisters and mother until Wednesday, January 23rd. I happened to be in the Candler building, coming from M.C. Kaiser's office, which is on the third floor. Coming from the office that way towards the elevator, I saw Mrs. Hirsch in Asa G. Candler Sr.'s office. I thought nothing of it until he put,